Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Welcome back, folks. We are joined by the president of the New Orleans City Council, Helena Moreno. Helena, welcome to the show.
Hey, Newell. How are you?
I know you guys been working long hours. The mayor's having her press conference. We covered part of it with an update as to what's happening. Let's first talk about the Sewage and Water Board. We had Gassan on earlier. Not unlike other parishes, continuing to have issues relative to the sewage side of the system. Any updates?
Yeah, so the update that Gassan gave at the mayor's news conference and that he gave to you, that's the latest that we know. But I'll say this. You know, it was really last night that I want to talk about in the comms around last night. So, you know, obviously getting reports that canals were full, that that flooding was not subsiding in areas like Lakeview, Gentilly, and, you know, lots of questions as to what was going on. So council members, you know, were trying to get information. We were getting a little bit here and there. It certainly seemed like there was a case of, like, whack-a-mole happening within the Sewage and Water Board regarding power, some issues with Entergy power. When that was lost, you know, obviously going to our backup power, our EMDs in some cases on the pumping stations, right? But what was frustrating is that, you know, I was getting calls from different media outlets, different reporters about, like, hey, can we get a spokesperson from Sewage and Water Board? Can somebody from Sewage and Water Board come on to inform the public, like, what is happening? What do they need to be worried about? Like, and the thing is, you know, Newell, you know how it is. When there is a lack of information, then people worry more. It's like people would rather just you tell them straight up what is happening, and then, you know, the people of our city can prepare for what to expect next. But the lack of information is, I think, what really concerned people, what really worried people. And so that's one of the things that myself, Councilmember Morrell, Councilmember DeRusso, Councilmember Harris, that we have talked about that was a real issue last night and that needs to be fixed. And it's something that we have been talking about has needed to be fixed for quite some time. The communication with the public as to what is happening with Sewage and Water Board, particularly during emergencies, has to be resolved. I get it that there have to be all hands on deck to try to resolve the issue. No doubt about it. But take time. Somebody take time. You know, 10, 15 minutes to do, you know, quick phone calls, just to let people know whether, you know, to expect more bad news or whether the situation's about to be fixed. But not having any news at all and not having any information just makes people, you know, worry more and the situation at times worse.
And also what happens is distrust grows, right? So I can tell you from our experience here, they've been somewhat readily available, but we rely a lot on NOLA Ready. I mean, everybody's been promoting NOLA Ready. And there were some mixed messages that went out in Nola Ready that were very confusing to folks. And I think that's why a lot of questions started to be asked in a very short period of time.
Right, no doubt. And then, you know, and then you also take a look at, you know, what's happening in Jefferson Parish, and you had Cynthia Lee Shang, who was, you know, out in Jefferson Parish and out on all the media outlets explaining, you know, what's happening with the flooding and why it's happening and urging residents, you know, to take certain actions and things like that. And so there was like that also that drastic comparison too, that it's like, okay, you've got Cynthia out there. She's like standing by, you know, by areas that are flooded, explaining like what's going on. And then you weren't really getting enough, you know, coming from the city of New Orleans. I was, you know, up 11 o'clock at night doing phoners. I was actually on with WWL-TV, who I know you all work on closely, trying to explain what was going on with the Sewage and Water Board. But it's, you know, it's you know, doing better in emergencies when we're dealing with flooding issues on getting information as to what's really happening with the Sewage and Water Board. Like, that's a key thing that has to be fixed and has to be addressed.
One would, I guess, have an anticipation that that would be the mayor, right? I mean, in the case of Cynthia Lee Shang, you know, that's how the governance model works. She's the one that's out there. She's the face of it. And I interviewed her right before midnight, and she made herself readily available.
We were doing phoners around the same time. Right. Look, I don't care who it is, but someone from, you know, the Sewage and Water Board, somebody, you know, top leadership at the city level, you know, needs to be assigned that role of making sure that when there is an emergency like this, that the information gets out there to the public. Because if not, you know, more worry, more concern lingers. I'll say this. I mean, even if you take a look, you know, also a comparison on the Entergy side, Entergy was not necessarily providing us good news through the night, but they were providing news. It's like, look, this is the number of outages that we now have. Here's where we are with the outages. The outages are growing. This is where we're at, you know, and take a look at our map. You can see what areas, you know, don't have power. And then even today, you know, we're getting the hourly updates from Entergy. We do have some areas, and Newell, I was just at one of them near Dillard University over on Pogger Street. You know, a major issue there, lines down, lines came down on the street, came down and actually burned, created a fire in the middle of the street, and part of the street is now burned, trees down, things like that. Some of these issues are going to take a while to resolve, and Entergy's assessment of all the damage throughout New Orleans is supposed to be completed this afternoon, but I have seen crews all over not only doing the damage assessment, but starting to figure out exactly how they're going to fix things and get things fixed as quickly as possible.
Yeah, their website has been very reliable as well. We've had them on at least five, if not six times, both Philip May as well as Deanna Rodriguez, and if not, their spokespeople. Mm-hmm. So they've been readily available, too. What do you see as the biggest challenge going into tomorrow? I mean, I know that we've got a number of conventions that are starting, people flying into town. Thankfully, the airport, it looks like, has not sustained much damage. They have power out there, which is a good thing. So they're up and running.
So I'll say this. Essential workers are out there and doing a really tremendous job in getting the city cleaned up, you know, tree limbs, debris, things like that, getting that off of the street, sanitation as well. A big kudos to Ivy Waste out there with his crews this morning picking up trash. You know, shout out to Ms. Charmaine, who even took me around a little bit on her route as she drove around on one of the trucks. So they're working really hard to do that. And I think that the city's going to be in pretty good shape as you know, Walt Leger probably told you with the big convention, coming in. So I think that it's going to be some power outages still, you know, obviously around the city that are going to be, an obstacle potentially for some businesses being able to reopen. As I mentioned to you yesterday, Newell, the community lighthouses, and those are the solar powered battery, powered community centers that are churches and nonprofit buildings. Those are opening up all around the city. We have nine all across the city. And so if people don't have power, these are residential folks who don't have power and they need to go and charge their cell phones, get some water, things like that, get an AC. Those are open, along with four rec centers. We have Cutoff open in Algiers, Joe Brown, in New Orleans East. We have Rosenwald, and we have Treme Center. Those four North centers are also open. Those are generator-powered rec centers, but once again, a good place to get out of the heat, charge your phone, get some water. And some of the lighthouses, I'll also mention, they are providing some meal service as well, because they partnered with Second Harvest, an amazing nonprofit in our region, and also some local restaurants to provide some hot meals.
Yeah. Well, we really appreciate. Final thoughts?
Look, I mean, to me, I feel like overall the city of New Orleans fared pretty well. But once again, it's just the comms piece on the sewage and water board that can just be so frustrating and can be scary for residents. You know, I mean, when you're seeing the water rise and you're not seeing it, you know, start to recede, and you're not getting any information, like, that's really frustrating. And, you know, to see constantly on Twitter seeing, you know, whether it's, you know, Lee Zurich or whether it's Travers Mackle or whether whoever it is, tweeting about how they can't get any information or any responses back from Sewage and Water Board, like, that is just completely unacceptable. So that, to me, is kind of the big that really frustrates me. But I will say this, I'm incredibly proud of our essential workers who are out there this morning, very early, working incredibly hard to get this city back in shape. I mean, they're the ones who are going to turn us around very quickly, I believe. But we do have some work to do still with the Sewage and Water Board.
Yeah, not to belabor the point, and you're right about the workers being out there this morning early, because I actually saw them. It was interesting last night, because we started getting text messages just like you described with Lee and others. And we started talking about it on the air. And within 90 seconds, guess who calls in? Cynthia Lee Shang.
Who?
And gives us the information of what's going on. You know, and we recognize right away that they lost a third of the pumping capacity at Duncan Canal, and we knew what the downstream implications of that was going to be. And we started looking for the rain gauge data, and we started getting preliminary data, the amount of rainfall, and we realized the system is behind the eight ball, and it's not able to catch up because of the amount of rain. That's why the water's coming up. The pumps are fully operational, other than the ones described at the Duncan Canal. And we just got to ride this out and keep our fingers crossed and hope that the water doesn't come in, but that's what's going on. And, you know, so it was, as you just pointed out, it was not difficult. I mean, when you get into Bywater, there was 8.7 inches of rain. We got that from WWL-TV meteorologist this morning, and it's one of the first things I asked for when I came in, because I was curious, and we still don't know, but we know for about an hour and a half, there was a period of high-intensity rain, probably somewhere in the neighborhood of 2.5 to 4 inches. If that would have been all the rain that we had, the system still couldn't have kept up. It wasn't like there was anything wrong with any of this. It was just give the information so people can know, and they'll be on the lookout. There's angst, there's anxiety, there's emotion wrapped around all of this, right?
Yeah, and you know how it is. It's like not knowing is worse than just actually knowing what's going on, even if it's not great news. At least you know what to expect, and you know what to prepare. Right.
It is what it is, and it ain't going to change for the time being, because it's just Mother Nature that dealt us, you know, a card that we're having a very difficult time figuring out how to play it.
Exactly.
Thank you so much for taking time out of your busy day. We truly appreciate it. Helena Moreno, the president of the New Orleans City Council, and have a great day. Get some rest.
Thanks, Noel. You too. Okay. Bye.
Want to teach your kids financial literacy but not sure where to start? Greenlight can help. With Greenlight, parents can keep an eye on kids' spending and saving, while kids and teens use a card of their own to build money confidence. As a parent, you can send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and more. It's a convenient way to run your household, customized to your family's needs, and the easy way to raise financially smart kids. Get started with Greenlight today and get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.